There, welcome to this week's episode of the Secret Podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite things, which is manifesting money. I love to learn about it, I love to teach about it, I love to experience it. It is really fun, and at the same time it is also one of the most challenging aspects. When you're trying to manifest, money is one of the most challenging aspects of the manifesting world, I want to say. Okay, so let me dive right in. So today's episode is called Let's Print Money Together. I logged into my email and instantly saw the subject line from a business tool that I subscribe to. Let's Print Money Together was the subject line. So my immediate reaction, full body cringe. Not just ew, gross marketing, but something more, something that felt almost illegal. Like I was being invited to do something shady, which is ridiculous, right? It was just a typical marketing email, you know, overblown marketing stuff. But my manifesting response system, my MRS, which is that network of thoughts, emotions, and physical responses that influence our manifesting power, my MRS was sending up bright red flags like I was about to rob a bank. And then I felt something even more uncomfortable, the feeling that I was being cheated somehow, and that's when it hit me. This wasn't about the email at all. This was about my deep belief that easy money is wrong money. Somewhere in my conditioning, I had absorbed the idea that money should be hard to come by, that if it flows easily, there must be something fishy about it, that I need to struggle and sacrifice to deserve financial abundance. But the universe doesn't operate on a suffering for dollars exchange rate. You don't have to bleed for your bank account, thank goodness. So here's what I'm always learning. When language triggers us, it's usually pointing to exactly where our healing needs to happen. That bad taste in the mouth feeling, that's not intuition warning me away from opportunity, that's just my money blocks getting activated. Real intuitive warnings feel different. They're calm, clear, and protective. Money blocks feel chaotic, shame-filled, and heavy. So here's what I'm doing, and maybe you want to try this too. When I notice money language that makes me contract, I take one healing breath of abundance. So the instructions on how to do this in the email where you probably found the link to this podcast, or you can also find the free one healing breath journey on at chantaniraja.com. It's totally free and you can learn how to do it there. So what I do is I take that one healing breath of abundance and I ask myself, what am I afraid this means about me if I want this? If I want this money, if I want this abundance? Sometimes the answer surprises me. I'm afraid easy money means I'm lazy. Or I'm afraid abundance will change me into someone I don't like. These are the places where the real manifesting magic happens. Not in the techniques, but in the gentle healing of what makes us feel unsafe around receiving, specifically receiving money. Your desire for financial ease isn't selfish. Your longing for abundance isn't greedy. And money that flows easily to you isn't dirty money. It's just money, energy, a tool. And you're allowed to want it to feel easy, even effortless. Maybe the real question isn't how do I make more money, but how do I heal the part of me or the parts of me that believe I don't deserve for it to be easy. So I have a quick question for you to reflect on. Or you can send me an email at support@chantaniraja.com if you want to. So here's the question. What money language makes you cringe? So let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I reply to every message, DM. You can DM me at Manifest with Shantini Raja on Instagram. You can email me, as I said. You can reply to the email where you might have found this podcast link. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. I reply to every single message I receive on, like, personally reply to them. Okay, I reply and I love every message that I receive. So I'd love to hear from you. So till the next time, I am sending you lots and lots of sparkling manifesting vibes. And here's to manifesting anything and everything you want.